You're listening to the Husker Online Show, your authority on Nebraska athletics.
Just somewhere, you know, a place that really, like, needed me and had an opportunity for me to come in and step in right away, be, you know, helpful to the younger guys, and just an offense that kind of, you know, fit my skill set and found ways to, you know, utilize me, and that's what I've had so far.
I just felt it was in my best interest to seek out a different option than the situation I was in currently, and I got into contact with Coach Shenander and Coach Lubick and Coach Frost like shortly after I was in the portal, and they expressed a lot of belief in me, which I liked a lot, so, you know, I committed to coming here.
And welcome back here to the Husker Online Show. Sean Callahan, Robin Washett, Nate Klaus. That was newcomer receiver Samori Torrey, and I guess you can still almost call him a newcomer, and Oliver Martin, as he didn't have really a full year last year and was able to make an impact at the receiver position. This segment of the Husker Online Show brought to you by Tanner Sports Bar and Grill. It's going to be a busy time here this weekend at Tanner's on 30th and Yankee Hill. They'll have all the NCAA volleyball action on, as you'll want to get in there to watch Nebraska. Nebraska baseball on the road this weekend at Penn State for a three-game series. So they will have all those games on, as well as Major League Baseball. That's underway, and I know Nate and Robin and I were all watching our MLB every night. Was staying up too late now watching the Dodgers these nights, but it's been easy to be a Dodgers fan right now, guys, as they are off to a hot start again, defending that ring.
Yeah.
Well, we're rubbing in.
You can't call me like a fake Dodger. I've been like my whole life.
The Chiefs and Dodgers fan is really having a rough go at it. Rough.
Kevin, our friend Kevin Cooler goes, "Are you a Lakers fan too?" He's like the rare combination of Chiefs, Lakers, Dodgers. But let's talk wide receiver. You heard Samori Torrey. You heard Oliver Martin. And I know a year ago at this time we thought that they would be at this point. We thought, oh, Omar Manning would just kind of be plug and play. Marcus Fleming would be plug and play. Will Nixon could play. Well, Nixon gets hurt. Fleming leaves. Omar Manning just had a lot of things that happened and was injuries, mental, whatever, that he didn't become a factor. So Nebraska was forced to play a lot of guys on the field that they probably weren't expecting to be starting receivers at the Big Ten level, and it showed with how they played. I think now this position at wide receiver today is where they thought it should have been at maybe a year ago.
Yeah, I mean, especially if the guys that they need to step up and be big-time pieces in that rotation do take that jump forward. And right now, I mean, it is spring. You're not even fully way through your first spring ball. But guys seem to be progressing very well, to where Scott Frost, I mean, going into this thing, talked about how excited he was about the potential of the group, and seems like every practice you hear more and more about how good that unit is coming into form. So it starts with Samori Torrey, who has been everything Nebraska could have hoped for on and off the field, and you can probably pencil him in as probably the number one wideout right now. But the cautious optimism around Omar Manning, that, you know, he's
Omar Manning, I feel like that failure last year has made people hesitant to get on Samori Torrey.
No doubt, Nate.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's no doubt that I think, and we all talked about what Omar Manning could possibly be last year, and, you know, how good he was. And he still is very good and has the ability to play at a very high level. But there's no question that people are kind of pumping the brakes on Torrey right now because
they were burnt.
Yeah, they were burnt on Omar Manning. They heard it all about Omar Manning, and then he never even really touched the field. I mean, how many snaps did he play? Like 5 or 6 snaps all of last season. And so
he lined up on the wrong side on one of them.
Yeah. And so people are pumping the brakes. But I was blown away by how well Torrey, when he got in front of 40 media members here, which is probably the first time he's ever seen anything close to that, and the way he handled himself, you knew, okay, this guy is extremely mature. He is ready to step in, and no moment is going to be too big for this guy. And so, and I don't know if you could say that about Omar Manning. I mean, yeah, he was at TCU, but only for a brief time, and then he was at a junior college. So, I mean, I think Torrey's transition from Montana to Nebraska is a little easier than what it's been for Manning. But shoot, if you get both those guys playing at a high level, throw in Oliver Martin right there.
Xavier Betts.
I mean, and that's just a couple of the guys. You got Alante Brown. You got Will Nixon. I mean, the list goes
on. And just role players, even like Levi Falk and Wyatt Lever. Exactly. I mean, I'm not saying those guys are difference makers, but they're really, really good role players.
Contributors, for sure. So, yeah, that position group – more than any, maybe any other, I think is poised to have the greatest, you know, change compared to.
And it's a wonder why Cade Warner left. Where would he even been in this? He was a captain a year ago. And where would he even have been in this group? I mean, I can't see any way
outside
of
the top six.
Oh yeah. And that's why he's at Kansas State, right now, because he wouldn't have been able to beat these guys out. You know, the talent, you know, you almost forget about Xavier Betts, how good he could end up being. But I think having Torre here, it's probably good for Manning too. I think a year ago, Manning kind of just felt like I'm the best guy here, but now there's guys that are as good or better than him. And hopefully that gets him to go harder and play. And, you know, I feel like whenever Huskers.com puts out a video, they always make sure they take care of the internet and show Omar Manning, because
he was here today.
If you don't have the Omar Manning sighting on those Huskers videos, you know, it leads to a huge message board. Where's Omar?
We were joking, like, there's plays that he's not even involved with. Like, it's that one, like, Touré making a catch 30 yards downfield, and the camera immediately pans to Manning to show him celebrating. Like, look at that. He was on the field. He was practicing. But, you know, going back to Samari Touré, you know, listening to Wyatt Lever talk on Wednesday, you know, everyone has praised Samari in every sense, but, you know, Wyatt said that one of the things that jumped out to him was not only how good of a player he was, but how he instantly took ownership of that group as a leader from day one. And he said he carries himself as a total professional and just does everything the right way in every sense. You know, he's super diligent about watching film. He's always on time to meetings. You know, he's making sure that he gets all his work done beyond just, you know, when they're on the field and when they're in games. So that, I think, is a tone setter for the rest of this group, where you have a wide receiver room that arguably has as high of a ceiling as almost any position on the team, and it's extremely unproven. If you can get those guys to follow a guy like Samari Touré, who's doing everything right way and setting that example, that could do wonders for pushing the entire group from top to bottom.
Yeah, and it shouldn't come as a huge surprise. I mean, this guy he's produced at a fairly high level. I mean, he by all accounts, I mean, he could be getting ready for the NFL draft right now. I mean, he didn't have to be at Nebraska right now if he didn't want to be. And so, you know, shouldn't come as a surprise that he's handling himself like a professional and that he's kind of taken leadership and ownership of that room. But, you know, I think there's a good chance that it's going to, you know, we'll be able to look back at this and be like, well, that was what that room needed, was somebody to kind of take ownership of that and show everyone else how to act and how to, you know, how to be a professional.
Well, on the deep ball too, guys, finally, the deep ball has to be there this year, and it wasn't there. I mean, Nebraska was arguably one of the worst deep ball teams in the conference, if not the nation. Yeah, I mean, you know, the long pass of the year was that late throw, I believe, to Wandale Robinson, you know, in Maryland. And that wasn't easy. I mean, that was a hard play to make. They just didn't have the potential to make deep plays. And I think what you heard Matt Lubick say, between Adrian throwing it and the guys they have, they've completed more deep balls already this spring than they did all of last year.
Yeah, and you've heard multiple receivers saying that, you know, they've noticed right away they're making more of a concerted effort to stretch the field and throw more of those long passes. And, I mean, that's an element for this offense to work. It has to be there. You have to have the home run threat. You need players on the perimeter that are capable of, you know, beating defenders and winning those 50-50 balls. You need a quarterback that's confident and has the trust in those receivers to throw those balls. And you need a line and a running game to be able to keep the pass rush off you long enough for guys to get downfield in order to stretch the field. And by all accounts, things seem to be coming together rather nicely in those regards.
Yeah, and I think that you're hearing it from the defensive backs too, that that's something that they've noticed, is that they're having to defend the field vertically. You can't stack 6-7 guys in the box like defenses did last year. So that's definitely something that is going to be a welcome change.
All right, when we come back, we will talk defense now, as a lot of things to catch up on that side of the ball. You're listening here to the Husker Online Show.